Chapter 65. The room is unnaturally still. Sweat beads on my upper lip. I wipe it away with a trembling hand.
They can't get in, Bridget whispers. We've marked every door, every window with a seal of protection.
Their power is strong. They will not stop until they have what they want.
Mother Elena looks at me as she says this.
Let's not jump to any conclusions, Miss McCleathy says. A horse, a crow, it could be nothing.
You promised there would be no danger, Mrs. Nightwing says again, almost to herself.
I'm not convinced that there was danger at all, save for what has happened to Miss Doyle's mind.
From outside I hear again the sounds of restless horses, birds.
What is it? What's the matter?
Elizabeth says sleepily.
Mrs. Nightwing, can we please go to bed now?
One of the girls asks.
Shh,
Mrs. Nightwing says.
Our game will end only after midnight. Mr. Falson, would you check? Miss McCleathy asks.
With a nod, Mr. Falson peeks behind the drapes. He turns around, shaking his head.
Nothing.
Bridget breathes a sigh of relief. It is so warm in the room.
We shall not move from this room until after midnight, Mrs. Nightwing whispers, just to be certain. After that,
she stops, frowning.
What is it? Felicity asks.
Mrs. Nightwing is staring at the column in the centre of the room.
It moved.
My heart gathers speed. Instinctively, I back away. The hiss of the lamps grows louder. The flames quiver in their glass cages as if even they are afraid. We're listening for them, for some sound to betray them. I hear the ragged cadence of our breathing, the scratching of branches against the panes, the hiss and pop of the lamps. They make for a strange symphony of terror. Before our eyes, the creatures on the column stretch, pushing out of their stone forms. Bridget's eyes are wide open in horror.
Sweet Jesus!
The nymph is freed first. She falls to the floor with a thick plop, an insect being born, but she rises to full size quickly.
Hello, darlings, she hisses. Time for the sacrifice.
The others begin to break free. A fist here, a hoof there. Their whispers tumble into a spine-chilling chorus.
It is time for the sacrifice. Sacrifice! Sacrifice!
The room brightens till my eyes ache. Inside the lamps, the flames expand. They press against the glass and lick the walls. With a great roar, the lamps explode, sending a shower of glass raining down on us. The girls awaken with screams. The naked flames flicker angrily along the walls, making us seem like apparitions in a magic lantern show. But what I see coming off the column is no illusion. The creatures are no longer imprisoned there. They take shape in the room, hissing and laughing.
Our sacrifice!
Mrs. Nightwing!
Two small girls scream as a satyr reaches for them, narrowly missing.
Run! Run to me!
Nightwing shouts over the dim, and the girls make haste for her.
Bloody hell!
Falson says in awe as a hideous winged beast swoops about the room.
Hugo, the children!
Miss McCleathy barks, and immediately Falson grabs the two girls nearest him and shoves them toward the great room's massive doors and away from the column. Kartik clutches my hand and pulls me away just as the nymph makes a grab for me. I reach for the fireplace poker and use it as a sword to fend her off. Bridget prays her rosary loudly as she pushes the younger girls out into the relative safety of the hall.
Gemma, come on!
Felicity and Anne beckon from the hall. Kartik and I have the expanse of the room to travel. Kartik has his knife at the ready, and I've got the fireplace poker.
Gemma, you're right,
he shouts. I turn to my left, and the winged beast clutches at my hair with its claws.
Ah!
I screech. Turning quickly, I jab it with the poker. Injured, it pulls back, and Kartik drags me toward the doors, which we shut behind us with the full weight of our bodies. Anne grabs an umbrella from a stand and shoves it through the handles. I place the poker through the other side.
I said you're right,
Kartik pants.
Mary, Mother of God,
Bridget mumbles. Several of the little ones cling to her skirts. They cry and whimper, say they don't like this game anymore.
There, there,
Bridget says, trying to give comfort where there is none. Cecily, Martha and Elizabeth cower together, their screams uniting into one long howl.
Gemma, use your magic. Gift us to fight them, Felicity pleads.
No,
Mother Elena yells.
She mustn't. It cannot be trusted now. There is no balance to the dark. No balance.
She pricks her finger and uses her blood to mark the door.
It will not hold long, but it will give us time.
What do we do now?
Anne asks. Kartik answers.
We stay together and we stay alive.